You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Gonna take it.
And basketball analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know, what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here.
It's time for the Bob Ryan, Gary Tanguay, Zoom and Pod. Here we go on CLNS Media Networks. Happy Super Bowl to all who celebrate from FanDuel, America's number one sports book. If you're like me, Super Bowl Sunday is all about scoring the best seats on the couch, grabbing your favorite football snacks. Snacks, you mean meals. Placing some super bets. Bob, who are you liking?
I'm liking the Niners. I mean, but it's a toss-up. It's a 15.5 to 49.5 proposition. How do you, you know, it's starting to be an American truism. Don't bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Agreed.
And yet, I love McCaffrey. I want him to get a ring. And he's just a wonderful player. But they're both to me likable teams. There aren't too many villains lurking around. The villainous team has been expunged. The Ravens with the dirty play and the stupid play and I'm so bad. You know, and they deserve to lose. And that's that. And
I was rooting for the Lions,
but
what a comeback.
I was rooting for the Lions, but not against the 49ers.
Right. Oh, I understand.
If you know what I mean. I mean, I was just being joining America's, you know, love affair with the Lions. And I know the story. Hell, I remember that 57 championship game, you know. So I know the story, and it would have been a nice story. And would have been a more interesting, you know, but people were saying, well, they might be saying it's going to be a less interesting Super Bowl. No, I think, you know, the two teams that should be there are there.
Oh, no, so, this is going to be a great game.
If I'd love to know if the Ravens, you know, if they played 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 5 like basketball, maybe the Ravens would win, but, you know, maybe not. But,
well, the Ravens lost their head. And to me, and we'll get to basketball here, folks. This is a basketball podcast. But
yes,
when you take a look at the experience – and just the poise of Patrick Mahomes, and I may take some heat for this, but Patrick Mahomes, his poise is like Tom Brady. It just is. I'm not saying he's Tom Brady. Hey, if he wins a Super Bowl, that's three.
Hey,
that's three, man.
There's nothing wrong.
He's Brady, but his poise is like Brady.
There's nothing wrong in putting him in that conversation. It's as fair as putting Brady in the Montana conversation 18 years ago, which I was doing, because what I was saying at that time was he's a pup from the Montana litter. The way he plays, he doesn't have the shotgun arm. He doesn't have great, small, you know, quick feet. He doesn't have, and he has other attributes. He's got an extra set of eyes in the back of his head. He's got instinct. He's got poise. He's got, you know, chutzpah. He's got a lot of that stuff, and that's what Montana was. And this kid is, you know, except he's much more agile. He's much more of a modern quarterback, sure, with those intangibles that those other two guys had.
Agreed.
You know what? You know, the great discussion. When the discussion used to be, who's the greatest quarterback? And I'm going back 15 years now, and or maybe, and even 10 years ago, maybe, well, 10, 15 for sure. And you said, if you line up all the quarterbacks in history and pick one that you want to win the game for your life tonight. I love those kind of discussions. Okay.
Oh, sure.
My answer then would have been John Elway. And the reason was, I want a guy who can win the game with both his either his arm and or his legs. Well, that eliminates Brady from that discussion. But this kid's in it. If you like my criteria, you may not like my criteria. That's fine. You have your own argument, whoever you are. Okay, there we go.
And the final note, I will say, and Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, dare I say they're cute together. Moving right along. My wife loved it. It's like, how can you hate on them? Like, don't hate on them. Just enjoy the ride. Kansas City is extremely likable. Don't hate on them. All right, here we go. Okay, Bob. Boy, the Clippers game with the Celtics. Now, when that game went down, I said, it is official. The Boston Celtics have a bullseye on their back. And if they come in and the Clippers with some veteran players, as we know, with something to prove, when the Celtics come into town, there are no more easy games for them. And a message was sent.
During my travels last week, I opined on the Clippers to anyone who would listen. Watch out. They have figured it out for themselves. The Harden turmoil, it'll come. But right now, he had a bad start with them, and they couldn't figure him out, and he couldn't figure them out and all that. Well, they figured each other out now. And those three veterans plus Westbrook, they're quality players that they're going to be heard from. That's my new phrase for teams now, that I don't think are going to win the championship, and I don't think they are going to win the championship, but they're going to be heard from. And they had been playing very well of late, and they came in and they dumped all over the Celtics. I think you got to back up, though, the game in Miami, which I said afterward to people, don't overreact. Last night, nobody was beating them. We're going to get to the three right now. Nobody was beating them last night. And then we get to two nights later, and it's like, who are these guys? And the numbers tell. Against the Clippers, they shot 51 for 80 overall. It only took 80 shots to score 143 points. That's got to be close to some kind of record. Well, they were 22 for 40 on threes. They were 29 for 40 on twos. Saturday night, 36 for 100 total, 10 for 40 on threes, and 26 for 60 on twos. And in the first game, when they won, 9 different guys hit a three. 9. And all the starters had either 3 or 4. And apparently you can dig up. I love it when people invent new statistics or new categories. You can invent any statistical category you want. Everyone on Earth, 7 billion people, can each and Ellen have his or her own statistical category that they just created. And the one that was created for them that night, I don't know if you saw it, first team in NBA history, which means since 79-80, because that's when the three came in, that have all 5 starters with 3 field goal, 3 threes, and 3 twos. Oh, okay. There you go. That's the record that someone created for them on Thursday night. Okay. Hey, congratulations. What good did it do them Saturday? Bupkis. Nothing. So don't overreact to the Thursday game, and don't overreact to the Saturday game. That's my advice.
Happy Super Bowl to all who celebrate from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel has so many ways for you to end the season with a W. Not only can you bet on who will win Super Bowl 58, but FanDuel also has bets which players will score a touchdown, how many points will be scored, and so much more. New customers join today, and you get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Boston to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/Boston. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com, gamblinghelplinema.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. Will the three cost the Celtics or win the Celtics a championship?
Well, that's the open question. I don't think I'm going to say if they win, that'll probably be the reason, and if, a major reason. If they lose, it may not be the reason because you have defense always.
It'll be a reason, Bob. Because
it'll be a reason. What bothers me now. Is that all right? Now they didn't have this option on Saturday because we're going to get to the guy. Porzingis wasn't in the game.
Right.
But if we get to April and May and he's healthy, and June and he's healthy and he's playing, and I hope they remember that they have a 7-3 weapon who can help them if there's a little down period, stop the bleeding, throw the ball into the big guy, see what he can do. He knows how to play basketball down there. I've learned that, and I just hope that they utilize him properly, assuming he's in the lineup when the big games come.
Well, I wonder if Joe Mazzulla can convince this team to lay off the threes and look down low, because you have to give credit for what Joe's done, but I don't know. I'm not saying this is a fact, but I don't know. I do know that he was Tatum's pick to be the head coach. And if you're the favorite player, if the best player wants you as a head coach, then you're in. What kind of credibility he has with the team to get them to play the two ball game, I don't know.
No, we don't know.
And that's a concern of mine.
And it's mine too. That's a very good point. Very good point. I don't know. The three is such a runaway train in the minds of the people. Now,
you think it's the equivalent to the run and shoot? Now, just so I got a quick education. Mouse Davis was an AFL coach who developed the run and shoot. And there were teams, and basically it was you went 4 or 5 wide, you went shotgun, and that's what you did every play. They knew you weren't running. They knew what was coming. The San Diego Chargers did it with Dan Fouts. I don't know of a team that won a Super Bowl with it, but is this the equivalent to the run and shoot?
I have to give that a little thought.
You like that one, huh, Bob? That's a good one, Bob.
I wouldn't quite go that far, but it's in the ballpark discussion. I'm thinking, as you're speaking, I'm thinking about talking about 4 wides and no running game. And I'm thinking about an alternative to 3-point shooting is fast breaking. And then I'm thinking, wait a minute, they've turned the fast break into a major option for the three, which would have been unimaginable 30 years ago, or even 20.
Right.
You see teams come down now, and the first thought isn't getting a layup. It's not the first thought to get a layup out of a 3-on-1. It's somebody fanning out to the corner and going to the corner and finding him. And that's the way they play the game often and abandon the idea of going for a simple two. This mentality has infested the entire game, of basketball. I don't know any holdouts, frankly, that's the way they play the game. So they live by it, die by it. That may be the way they're going to go. I hate to think that that's going to be the case because they have other options.
Well, they do, and that's the frustrating thing. For example, they could have defeated Denver if they, Porzingis. We talked about that Denver game.
Yeah.
Porzingis had a great first half. Then he didn't get the ball in the second.
Never sees the ball.
Never sees the ball. So they're shooting themselves in the foot. It's if the three's going, and Bob, guys know. I mean, I always hate to revert back to Bird, but, Bird knew when he wasn't on. So he's going to do other things.
Yeah. He was part of the greatest front court of all time at one point. He had two superior post players, to throw the ball to himself. Yeah, I know.
If Jason Tatum comes out and he's 0-for-4 with a three, or Jaylen Brown comes out and he's 0-for-4 with a three, okay, go to the basket.
No, especially since Tatum is so good at it.
I know, and they are.
It's 6'10", 11. he's so dexterous going to the basket. He's ambidextrous as well. Once in a while, he ought to have a game where he's shooting 8, 15, 16 free throws. But he'd sell them, you know, 8's a big deal for him, usually.
Right.
And
the basket.
But it's.
Oh, I know. We're preaching to the people. And no one's listening.
And we're already, and it's only January, and we're in the broken record department on this store. But the fact is, the team is still good. They're still having a great year, and that they're very much in the mainstream of the league with this mentality. Quite frankly,
right.
And it's the way the game is being played now.
What do you make of Porzingis and the health here? Because he's
okay.
On the 14th
yes, I'm watching. Either. I'm watching the game, at home. I'm watching the game, and everything's going great against Miami, right? And they're going great, and then the fateful moment, he comes down on. I didn't realize exactly what he had done because he was off camera when it happened, really, or pretty much off. But he sprains his ankle, and apparently by the great hazard that could happen to anybody at any time playing basketball, whether it's the YMCA or your backyard or the finals of the NBA, he came down on somebody's foot and turned his ankle over. That's a very common basketball injury. Okay. That it happened to him, though, you right away you go, oh, God, because it just seems like, you know, there's a song called Everything Happens to Me. Well, he seems to be one of those guys. And, what was that guy? Oh, Joe Biffelspilk. That was the Al Capp character, the guy of everything bad happened to Joe Biffelspilk. So there's a Joe Biffelspilk aura surrounding Kristaps Porzingis, who the team needs to go all the way, period. And so my first, and you know, I did, they're up by 23 or 4 at that time, en route to being up, winning by 33. I said, I can't deal with this. I'm going to bed. I turned the TV off. Right away, I said, they're going to win. And if they don't win, I don't want to see this. I don't know if you think that way. But I don't know how many of our listeners and viewers think the way I think in this regard. But when the team gets up to a certain point sometimes and you figure they got to win, and I just say, okay, you know, 8 minutes to go, they're up by 28 or 30. I said, I don't need to. If they blow this, I don't want to see it. That's the way my thing. That's just the way my mind works. So I turn it off, go to bed. Check out the score when I get up in the morning. So that's what I did this time. I don't want to deal with this. I started worrying right away about Porzingis.
Right.
Started worrying. And it turns out injury had nothing to do with predisposition. Could happen to anybody. Okay. But it's him, and he's had so much go wrong with him. It's, you know, so that's all. But if they're going to go all the way, they got to have Porzingis.
A battle of two powerhouses the other night. The ninth seed, if you will, and the 12th seed with Golden State and the Lakers. And the Lakers won it by 1 point, 145-144, double overtime. But holy cow, what a game. And you would have thought they were playing for the number one seed. And then you go, oh, wait a minute. No, it's so weird. It's so weird. LeBron has 36. Steph has 46. It's a great game. It's double overtime. And these guys and the teams aren't very good. It's so weird. But what a great game.
It's I guess one of the great games of the year, although it was marred, I guess, by controversial officiating about some of the nature of the calls. I didn't see the game, but I've been told.
Right.
And also, I know there was a big free throw discrepancy in favor of the Lakers. And that, on the surface, doesn't mean anything to me because I there's been way too much whining about things like that over the years from people who don't understand that doesn't mean that one team was being favored. It means one team was playing one way and the other team was playing another way. You know, obviously the Lakers were going to the basket more than the Clippers, period. Right. Had to be.
Celtics, and take note.
So, great game. And there was the controversy and all. But, you know, this is why I preach. And we had a great college game the other night in Waco, Texas, a 103-102 or so TCU beat Baylor. And both of the games to me are why this nonsense about regular seasons don't matter. You know, people pay money to go to these games to see these great athletes play. And when they put on great shows like that, that's what we're looking for, the competition. You know, so don't give me, everything isn't about the championship. If you put everything there is in every sport about the championship, you know, you're wasting your time. Anyway, Lakers. I wish I'd seen that game. And of course, I could look it up, I'm sure. But that's good. That was for the Battle of the Crypto.com Arena supremacy. You know that.
The crypto. Thanks, Bob, for that nugget. I appreciate that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Another team that we've been watching, the Magic, throttle the Suns. And I'm always surprised to see that the Magic are hovering around 500. I expect them to do better than that. But the Suns are a weird team. And they got throttled in this game because they didn't play defense and they didn't rebound.
They had won seven in a row, and then they lost. Then they go and Booker goes for 62 and they lose. And then he goes for 44 and they lose last night. And he's gotten 106 points in the last two games, both L's. That's all just interesting. Suns had been playing well. They finally had figured themselves out. We all know they got this top-heavy roster. They've got three Hall of Famers because Booker's on his way. Yeah, that's not. You know,
I agree.
Okay, they've got three Hall of Famers that are going to be and they have a bench that is in this. And I've used this phrase before. They're the basketball equivalent of the Federal Witness Protection Program, the bench for most people. You know, they're very locked. They've invested all their money in this, and it wasn't paying off. They're only, and it isn't paying off yet, except they had won seven in a row. You have to respect those guys. But Magic, we saw the Magic earlier in the year beat the Celtics, and I like their young talent. I love Banchero. He knows. Talk about it, that kid came out of the womb knowing how to play basketball. Somebody taught him very well. The Wagner brothers, I like them. They're dangerous. Worth watching. I'm not sure I'm putting them yet in the going to be heard from category.
Not. And I thought they would be, but they're not. The heard from category are the Clippers.
But the fans are getting something good to watch more than they thought.
I think, let's play a game. The contenders are Boston, still Milwaukee. We'll see, with Doc, if they figure it out, if they listen to him. Boston, Milwaukee, Denver. I don't know about Phoenix, but I'd say Boston, Milwaukee, Denver, right? The ones to be heard from would probably be Phoenix, as you mentioned, the Clippers. Would you put Philadelphia and New York?
Absolutely. I anytime Embiid takes the floor, they got a chance to win the game. I'm sorry. I've been wary of Philly. I'm always wary of Philly, and Harris is having, he's an X factor there because he can. Some nights he's really, really, really good. And they got two guys you can count on every night, Embiid and Maxey.
Right.
And Tobias having a pretty good year. Oh yeah, I have respect for them. And of course, we all respect Miami. We just know, that.
I forgot about that. What about the Knicks? Are the Knicks in there?
Oh yes, they could. It's really falling into place. The Anobi. I don't know if you saw the numbers on Anobi, but since they got him, his plus minus is the greatest of all time over a certain stretch of time ever in the history. That's how good he's been. And they got three of the top five plus minuses in the league since he joined the team because he's had a ripple effect on both Randall and Brunson. Now, Randall got hurt the other day, and that's they got to have him, of course. There's guys they got to have. I don't know how hurt he is. And Brunson, who, is elevated himself into a no-brainer all-star in my mind. Every night he goes for 40, you don't even blink an eye, let alone 30. So, and the coach, Tibbs, Tibbs is Tibbs, and he's got a bunch of guys that are listening to him. They're definitely going to be a very stubborn out, I think, this year.
Bob is reaching another milestone. Off to, are you going, which Dakota are you going to? North Dakota?
Brookings, South Dakota.
Okay, Brookings, South Dakota. Okay, explain. What does this mean for the Bob Ryan legacy?
I have been to sporting events. First of all, I've been to all 50 states and Puerto Rico. I've been to sporting events in 49 states and Puerto Rico. The 50th is South Dakota. It's been on my mind for a couple of years. I went to the Globe and said, hey, if I go to get a sporting event in South Dakota, and how about if I write about it? Would you like a story? And they love it. They think it's, and really, I don't know how many people can make that claim, frankly. So, you know, not many, really. And so I am going to take care of unfinished business by going to see the South Dakota State Jackrabbits take the floor next Thursday night against the North Dakota State Bison in a Summit League battle. And that's where I'm going to be. And I'll get me 50 states in Puerto Rico where I have seen athletic events. Not covered, but been to, because it's covered and or. But I have been to 49 states in Puerto Rico for a sporting event.
From my home state in Maine, what was the sporting event? Or have you been to a number?
Well, there's several. The number one would be college basketball. The second one, minor league baseball, this Portland, and various incarnations. The Maine Guides I saw. I've been to the Sea Dogs.
Old Orchard Beach, Sea Dogs.
But I've been to basketball at Orono. I've been to basketball.
The Pit. Have you been to the Pit?
I've been there. I've been to basketball at Fort Kent.
Wait a minute. Slow down. Why did you go to Fort Kent?
In the fall of 1999, I somehow or other became aware that University of Maine Fort Kent was off to a good start in the basketball season. Okay, Division III. And I said, my God, Fort Kent, that's where Route 1 starts and ends, of course, in Key West. And so I said, I got to get up there. I looked it up, and it's the second northernmost longitude for a educational institution, a higher education in America, second only to a school in Bellingham, Washington, which is actually farther north than Fort Kent, Maine.
Was it Fort Kent or Presque Isle? It was Fort Kent.
Well, no, it comes into the story. So I pick up the phone, I call Jim Gresham, the then athletic director at UMaine Fort Kent, and said, hi, Bob Ryan, Boston Globe. And he right away says, oh, you must want Orono. I guess they get wrong calls all the time, you know? So with the UMaine system. I said, no, I want you. I said, I want to come up and see your basketball team. What? I said, yeah, I want to see your team. I want to write about you guys. And I said, but I want to come to a good game. He said, well, you want umpy.
Right.
And I said, huh? He said, you want umpy.
Umpy, yeah.
Presque Isle, University of Maine, Presque Isle. So I went up there to see them, and I spent 3 days there in Fort Kent, stayed at the North Star Inn, which is a motel, ate at the local restaurant where the patois was franglais in the morning breakfast, and people treated me like gold. I had a wonderful time. The team was it was an United Nations team who had a Croatian point guard, a shooting guard from Lowell, Mass, who was 5'6" and who was a Laotian, the only Laotian basketball player I've ever encountered in my life, and they had a bunch of characters, and the coach was from the Bahamas,
and to go from the Bahamas to Fort Kent,
and I was treated like gold. I had a great time. They won the game. They beat Umpy. I wrote the story, but the Globe had a picture taken of the kids in their uniform in front of the sign that says Route 1 starts here.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's why I went. And that was in January of 2000, and I wrote the story that month. That's why I was at Fort Kent. So anyway, answer your question. Trying to think of anything. It's mostly college basketball and minor league baseball.
Well, I was going to say, I also participated in the Miss Potato Blossom softball tournament 2-3 years in a row. It gets a little blurry up at Old Fort Kent. So that's a great story, Bob. But what's the bet out of the 50 states? What's the one that sticks out? Is it the Well, like the first time you saw Larry Bird play, didn't you see Larry in high school?
No, I didn't. I saw him in college. I saw him in an NIT game at home in 1978.
But that wasn't like you and Madden. Like
what happened was we were Mike Madden and Jason Stark were both writing for the Providence Journal.
Right.
And PC was playing Michigan State in Indianapolis in the first round of the NIT in NCAA on Saturday afternoon. And I went, and on Friday night, it's only 50 miles, 60 miles to Terre Haute, you know, Indiana State was playing. So I got a car. We had a car. We drove, three of us, out to see the game. And they beat it, Illinois State. Bird hit a bucket to win the game. And that was our look at Bird. And the next afternoon, we saw Magic. So we saw Bird and Magic within 16 hours of each other for the first time. And, you know, that on that trip. So, yeah.
And the opinion of the three was?
I liked them the most. I believe Madden was somewhat dismissive on the athleticism thing. And I think Jason was closer to me, but not as whole hog right. As I was on Bird. So, yeah.
Well, Bob, enjoy North Dakota.
I will Seth, be talking South. To Mr.
South Dakota. I'm sorry.
I've been in North Dakota, damn it. You know what I saw there? This is one of those states where I have one event. The 1983, not yet Frozen Four, because it hadn't been nicknamed that by Eddie Carpenter yet. The NCAA Hockey Finals were University of North Dakota, Havid was in it.
The Fighting Sioux, was right?
Working for Channel 5 at the time.
Wow.
I covered for Channel 5. And yeah, that's my one North Dakota.
I didn't know Eddie Carpenter came up with the Frozen Four.
He doesn't get the sufficient credit. Eddie Carpenter came up with Frozen Four. The longtime BU sports information director, wonderful guy, friend of many, and I printed this several times, but and I no one's ever been able to refute it. He came up with Frozen Four.
One of the best guys ever.
Oh, he's terrific.
Best guys. Bob, always a pleasure, my friend.
All right.
Enjoy South Dakota.
I'll have a full report for you when we
Oh, when I can't we wait leave. For this. You gotta take pictures and put them on Twitter.
Oh, you know that.
Yeah, you gotta. You gotta do that.
You got that.
All right, Bob Ryan, Gary Tanguay, brought to you by FanDuel. Happy Super Bowl to all those celebrate from FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Super Bowl Saturday is about scoring the best seats on the couch, grabbing your favorite football snack, and placing some super bets. Go to FanDuel to check it out, America's number one sportsbook. Travel safe, Bob. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gary. Bye-bye.